by the power of Ra.
Phil.
Boom. Yes, yes, this is the C to the on to the F to the aught in 2K13 coming at ya.
Are you talking in code?
Yes. This is a Comfort Conspiracy podcast, episode number 36. Welcome back to a new year. You are here with your usual hosts, Steve Sofi.
Bye.
Darren Stretchy Monkey.
Hi.
And myself, Phil Gentleman. Hello. We trust.
Happy New Year.
Yes.
A bit late in the day, but.
It is a bit, isn't it?
It's been snowing and Christmassy and white and beautiful and gorgeous and a complete and total pain in the fucking ass.
It is snowing.
Oh, God. Soon. without any more mucking about. So fight.
Oh, is that it?
Tune, sir.
All right, cool. I don't know how I got away with that. It's this Geisha Platon.
Sorry?
Geisha Platon.
Okay.
It's not Geisha Platon, no, it's Geisha by Platon. As of the Kitsune Special Edition, number 3 album label sampler. Do you read what's it thingy?
I like that.
It's good, isn't it?
Sufficiently filthy at the end.
And obviously, that's from Kitsune. Kitsune!
Kitsune! You're liking them a lot at the moment, aren't you? That's a bit like me in hospital.
I've always liked them quite a lot. I think they do a lot of crap indie, but...
Yeah.
They're good stuff, I think it's good, yeah.
I really like the change-up.
Yeah.
In that. Which has left me somewhat confused, because I was thinking at the beginning, oh, I've got a really nice track to follow this, and then it changed up, and I was thinking, oh, I've got another completely different track that could follow that, and I don't know which one of the two to play.
Decisions.
It's difficult. I have brought tunes ranging from the sublime to the ridiculous this evening, so I'm going to start at one end of the spectrum and work the other way.
I'm going to go with
you can decide which end of the spectrum this is yourself. This is Mechane by Dimnet. And it's on Battle Audio Recordings.
Good name.
We'll be right back. I'm going to come to playing hardstyle on the podcast, which I have been tempted to do, but most of hardstyle is bass drum, for 3.5 minutes without any stop.
Sorry, what was that?
Well, that's more dark wave, I think.
Right, you're in your genres.
That's Mekane, M-E-K.
Just call it
Gabba?
Yeah.
EDM.
EDM.
Yet.
Mekane, M-E-K-H-A-N-E, by Dimnet, D-I-M-N-E-T, on Battle Audio Records, which you can find on soundcloud.com/battleaudio. They're Hungarian, and that's about all I can tell you.
That's about all I want to know, to be honest.
Alright, well, I'm going to leap in with a bit of Justice. This is off their Helix EP. Helix is taken off their Audio Video Disco album from last year, which I quite like that album. I think it's a good album.
The same as this EP, it's all about 5 BPM too slow.
I like this. I just like the kind of constant grinding of this tune.
You do like a constant grinding.
We'll be right back. So that's Helix, and that's the Gesaffelstein Vision remix.
Is it now?
Yeah. I think the kick on that is really nice.
Well, I wish the listener could have seen your voice.
I don't think any words
your
came
face then.
But that's a tune that definitely needs to be played very, very loud. The louder you play it, the better it does.
Yeah, like. I was just saying.
It's just a proper drive.
I was going to bring that tune along and I thought it's a bit too slow and it's not quite. Doesn't do enough, and then I've heard it loud, and well, it's a good job I didn't because you brought it along.
Yeah. Will it mix?
I think there's space here for our own slot. Will it mix? Or will it blend?
Velvety blend of mixture.
That doesn't sound good.
So, Justice. Their first album was obviously
awesome.
Fucking awesome.
Legend. Wait for it.
Secondary.
Guess what I've been watching?
Mason Island.
Second album, I think, partially because they've done that first album. I can see why it took them so long to write a second album, because how do you top that?
Yeah, they did do the legendary first album. Yeah.
And they obviously changed their sound because they had their own sound and now everyone does that sound, so they, I'm assuming, have thought, right, we need to create a new sound that's still us. Because they're certain. Yeah, sorry about that. Every time I accidentally hit the table, I get a glare from Steve. and it just wasn't, I don't know, I suppose it wasn't as heavy, I suppose, to a certain extent, as the first album.
I think the problem is there were loads of people doing what Justice were doing before Justice came along, and then Justice hit the limelight and everyone went, wow, new sound! Mm. And then when they'd stopped doing that, they had to go back to doing what everybody else was doing. It's not bad, I think
it's still quite a unique album, but
the first album was fully balls out.
Yeah.
The one we're talking about, they've tucked balls into a very rock but still quite tasteful leather posing pouch.
Yeah, first album's got a bit more rock and roll to it, hasn't it? It's got that. But with the second album, it's definitely an album that the more you listen to it, the more you like it.
It's a more musical album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This backing track, by the way, is Sean Lee's Ping Pong Orchestra.
That's a great name.
Who I've loved for years. You can't press play on any track they've done and go, no, I don't really like that. Unless you don't really like this, in which case you won't really like anything they've done. Anyway.
I'll tell you what, it doesn't mix with anything though, does it?
Doesn't match.
Where have we gone?
We've gone to Crosstown Shelter. We heard this on the Craig Charles Show. A couple of weeks ago.
The sort. So if you've not listened to the Craig Charles Show, listen to the Craig Charles.
And as ever, it always turns out to be Funkonomics. And now I've banged the table. Really losing its touch.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was Funkonomics. You can find it on the Man Made Feature Funk Volume 2 record on Rockstar. The track's called Crosstown Shelter. And if you can tell us what all those tunes are,
that would be great.
I know, I was looping you a hook up there.
I know, and I was going to get there in a moment, but then you gave me that look and it threw me entirely. If you would like to tell us something.
You could
tell us via the medium of email by sending an email to podcast@comfortconspiracy.co.uk. You can hit us up on the Facebooks. It's facebook.com/comfortconspiracy. You can find us on Mixcloud, where we're mixcloud.com/comfortconspiracy. And on Twitter, where we're twitter.com/comfortcon. Because they wouldn't let us put the whole of Comfort Conspiracy in there because it's too long.
Oh, that's a shame.
Without the spiracy!
Yay!
So do that, send us an email, let us know, say hi, send us recommendations, any abuse, whatever you want, really.
Pornography.
Yep.
It's your go then.
Oh, fuck.
In fact, particularly abuse. The rudest, most abusive email that we receive will get airtime.
Yeah, we'll get one of our fabulous no prizes.
Yeah.
Airtime? That's not a no prize. They didn't even do that on the broom cupboard.
Right, they didn't.
See, the problem with the monkey, not that monkey, just the monkey in general, is the monkey got choked.
Did it?
Nah. Monkey got choked by Fanu. No, that's what it's called.
is a true.
It's good fun, isn't it? That's Monkey Got Choked by Fanu, F-A-N-U. It's on the Breakbeat Brew EP. There's four other tracks on that. It's bloody lovely. Really tasty EP.
Yeah.
Oops. Fanu is from Helsinki and he runs Lightless Digital, which is what Breakbeat Brew is out upon, who are worth checking out as a label, because they're rather good as well.
Is it more of the same?
Yeah.
Wicked.
Well,
I'm going there.
It's cross subgenerational.
Does that come with a dictionary?
I like that.
But, you know, with a heavy, beaty, breakbeaty kind of thing to the whole stable.
Nice.
Go check it out.
Yeah, like that. I need to say hello to our 100th Twitter at Comfort follower, who we did tweet and say that we would say hello to our 100th one. So we're saying hello to at Degheld Prod, DegheltProd, which are Degheld Productions. They're the management and booking agency representing John McLaughlin, Zakir Hussein, Jackie Terrison, Yaron Herman, Wayne Krantz, and Gregoire Marais, and they're from Morocco. Hello, Degheld Productions.
Hello!
Send us an email, podcast at Comfort Conspiracy. Let us know that you're listening and not just Twitter spamming us.
That's not very nice. I love spam.
Spam.
Spam, 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 spam.
Right, well, let's stick with the theme of the backing track, I think, and the complete opposite of what I've played previously. This is Skew Whiff, S-K-W-E-W-I-F-F, featuring Sid Dale and its Panic Stations. So that's Skew Whiff featuring Sid Dale, and that's Panic Stations. Panic Stations. And that's off his very, very good new album, Man Turns Animal. Open brackets for the erotic pleasures of women and men. Close brackets.
We love an organ solo.
Yeah. So that album's kind of all similar ilk to that type of music.
Nice.
Is that on funk by any chance?
Yeah, so Skewiff are they're UK based DJ, musicians and production duo Alex Rizzo and Elliot Ireland. They run their own label, Jalapeno Records, and they've also recently started Pedigree Cuts. And if you go to Skewiff, skewiff.com, you can check out more about them.
I think most of the kind of organic breakbeaty stuff I've got comes from their label. Maybe not most of it, but a hell of a lot of it.
I'm intrigued to see what Pedigree Cuts is, whether they're diverging to a different...
It's preferred by 9 out of 10 dogs.
Hate. Right. This is called Deadbeat Summer. And they don't mix. it's by Neon Indian, but it's the Toro Moi. Toro e Moi, or Toro e Moi, depending on where it comes from. Remix. Reviews from that. Yeah, it's sort of mellow, but it's not. I like tunes that are hard to categorise, and that's one of them. I told you what that was, didn't I? And you can find it on Static Tongue's record label on an album called Mind Control, Psychic Chasms Possessed. As you do.
Titleage.
We're getting some good titleage today.
I don't believe I've mentioned in a previous episode, I went to see No Ceremony live in December last year, might have been the end of November, who we'd played a while back. They're a three-piece electro indie outfit who are really good and worth checking out, and they're kind of low profile on music press and stuff like that. They don't like to talk about themselves much. They want it to be about music. Anyway, so I went to see them live. I highly recommend going and seeing No Ceremony this year because they're wicked and they do cool things with guitars and electronic stuff all at the same time.
This is the lot with the drummer.
Yes, that's the ones. So while I was there, I posted a little something about it on the blog.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted a photo to go with it, so I jumped on Twitter to see if anybody had taken a photo of that night, and somebody had, so I emailed them and said, can I use your photo on my blog post? I'll do a little link for it. And they said, don't worry about a link for it, have a listen to our music and maybe play it on the podcast. I went, oh, excellent, you're in a band, I'll have a listen to your music, and if I like it, I'll play it on the podcast. So I like it, and I'm going to play it on the podcast. The band are called...
I know what you've done there.
Moho Mynoki, M-O-H-O-M-Y-N-O... I've got lost. M-Y-N-O-K-I. And...
another catchy one.
The tune is called Playabout.
That's a mix.
Doesn't mix.
You see me coming in.
So this is Moho My Noki. The tune's called Play About. Play About!
That's a fun.
I like. That's best tune of the cast, I think. I actually know the breaky one.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that, anyway.
I like it when it starts going whoop, 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 whoop.
I'm going to have to make a minor change now, because I can't hear anything anybody's saying.
Okay, well, you play with those cables, and I'll tell people a little bit more. You can find them on facebook.com/...
Whoa, hello.
Moho My Noki Music. I hope I'm saying that right. MOHOMYNOKI Music. Or soundcloud.com/ Moho My Noki, or mohomynoki.com. And you can get that tune as part of the Orange Book EP via their Bandcamp, where it's... on a box pricing, pay what you think is fair for it. I'd say pay lots, because it's really good. Yeah. They're really good. I'm really looking for... I'm going to go and see them live at some point when they've got some gigs lined up, because I want to see that done live.
That's seriously good. I like that.
I don't have a lot of New Year's resolutions. Hardly any, but one of the things I have said I will try to do is go to more electro-pop nights and see live bands who do electro-oriented indie.
I see, with that genre, with that one, that ticked all the boxes for me, but a lot of that electro-pop stuff can be quite boring, can't it?
If it gets a little too dreamwave, he says with air quotes.
He's down with his...
No, I'll give him dreamwave. Yeah. I like dreamwave.
I quite like it, but I wouldn't...
I think he's used it totally wrongly. Damn it.
So the rest of the EP, some of it is a little more poppy, some of it's slightly more stripped back electric. It's really good fun. Go and check them out.
Yeah. I'm going to play a track by Doldrums, which I think will match up with the track that you played previously quite well, Steve. This is Jump Up, and it's off their Egypt EP. I love this tune. We'll be right back.
Like, even all the celebs in the studio liked it.
So that's Doldrums and Jump Up, and that's off their Egypt EP. He has recently signed to Souterrain Transmissions, spelled Souterrain Transmissions, and he's got a new album out, Lesser Evil, on February the 25th, and he's got a new EP out now, which is called Cheers the Wave. But yeah. Sends your head all over the place, doesn't it, actually?
I love that big schlumpy beat.
I'm sort of...
Thlomp, 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 thlomp.
I'm sort of getting over it, I think.
She's got such a good voice as well. I don't know who that is that he's very sampled it or got in a session musician to sing, but wicked.
Did you know Apparat have got a new album out next month? Called Music for Theatre, and it sounds very, very good.
Do we have to listen to it in a theatre?
No, but it's sort of meant to be for a film score, but I don't think there's a film.
Okay.
Delphic have got a new album out, 28th of January. No Such Thing's got one out, and if you like that sort of thing, which I do, it's very good. Hospitality 2013, 28th of January. Right, so I watched The Hootenanny and saw Adam Ant and thought, I've got to check out that album. And I did. And it's half great and half mad as cheese. But I mean, like, great mad as cheese. It's brilliant.
So it's an actual new album?
Yeah.
It's not just oh, right.
Yeah, it's full on a new album.
Wicked.
It's good.
If you didn't watch Jules' Hootenanny, which is quite unlikely because that's the only thing to do on New Year's Eve, and Adam Ant was on it and was wicked.
Mm. And Dexys as well.
Yeah.
In other news, the others have got an album out, and I heard a compilation album. It wasn't the best thing in the world, but I thought, it's quite interesting, I'll keep listening. And when I got to the end of it, I looked at who compiled it. Jean-Michel Jarre.
Okay.
And it took on a whole new light. I listened to it again, and it got better. Anyway, check it out. It's called, well, as far as I'm concerned, it's called In Fine. But there's an accent over the E.
In Fine.
And that probably means something totally different, so. yeah, anyway, there's that.
In live music news, Saturday the 2nd of the 2nd. You could go and see Jim Lockie and the Solemn Sun at South Street's Art Centre if you can find some tickets, because it's sold out, but it's going to be wicked. Have a look around, see if you can get some extra tickets from this. This is news from Monkey Suit Music, by the way.
And hi, Monkey Suit.
On the 5th of March, assuming he hasn't done American dates, Concrete Knives album launch party at the Lexington in London. £6 in advance to get in. Concrete Knives are wicked. The album's being released on Bella Union, who are Fleet Foxes and Explosions in the Skies label. Well, not their label, it's the label that they are on, just to give you something of it. 9th of March, Wolf Alice at the Oakford, that's free entry, that's going to be wicked. And the 14th, Blank Maps at the Lock Tavern, also free.
And my final two are Opio, who I've played twice. Butternut Slap Part 3 is out.
The saga continues.
And it's all good.
Three nuts, one slap.
And finally, Jamie Liddell has got a new self-titled album out on the 18th of February. He's
What's
already
called,
played
then?
On the radio. if you go to soundcloud.com/warp-records to listen to his track, Why Yar Why.
How does it go?
Why, yah, why?
Yah. Yah.
Why, yah, why? Why, yah, yah.
Why, hi, man.
Oh, C2C have re-released their first album, Tetra, but like a deluxe version. It's very good. You guys are all pointing it's not me next, is it?
Yeah.
It is? All right, shall I press it?
press it.
Ow. Bring this table, it's crap. is DJ Kentaro and Foreign Beggars. Step In, remixed by The Trickers.
This chocolate biscuit is really good.
Give me one.
In the game like rap, who wanna rap with FB? About to get live on a mic, now we're rolling full steam. We do this all night, so who wanna roll with we? When we get live on a mic, you know we're rolling full steam.
Step In North, South, East, West remixes, which is Kentaro's EP remixed by some people. The other two tracks that are remixed on it are featuring Matrix and Future Band as well, so worth checking out.
Something to keep an eye out for in the near future. Fred V and Graphics have got an album coming out in the next couple of months. I think that's going to be wicked.
I like the last one.
New single.
Is it an
Purple
album?
Gates.
Is it an EP?
It's an EP.
Yeah, I like the last thing.
Yeah. They're rather good. They're going to be worth keeping an eye on this year. Fred V and Graphics, I think.
Man.
Yep, you again.
Let's play some jazz.
Ooh.
Nice.
That's which really is the nice. Title of this tune.
I love it.
It's by Soltech. It's my radio flow. I'm like a pro. Don't you know?
Oh.
Yo, yo.
Can we turn the heater on? I'm shivering.
What you want to play, man? Let's play some blues. And I might say, doo-doo-doo-dee, doo-doo-doo, say, boop, boop. Say, doo-doo-doo-dee, doo-doo-doo, boop, boop. Hey, man, let's play some blues.
Walking up bar at 2:30 in the morning and say, what you want to play, man? Let's play some blues. And I might say, doo-doo-doo-dee, doo-doo-doo. Say, doo-doo-doo-dee, doo-doo-doo. Boop, boop. Hey, man, let's play some blues. Some blues.
like we're all up inside the sounds of Man, Let's Play Some Blues by Soul Tech in it. And it's like we that's the sort of tune we get all the brethren round and we like blaze enough trees in it.
Is it?
You done that? That's great.
That was good.
That's from the Blue Grooves EP, which sorry about that. I lent in and was sibilant all at the same time.
They're not going to hear it. It's all going to be the same volume.
Oh, okay. You can find that on Think Deep Recordings. Oddly enough, called the Blue Grooves EP, it does consist of quite blue grooves throughout. It's not all the same. It's a great EP. It's well worth checking out, but it does have that jazzy, funky element throughout.
Have you taken your presenting style from, like, 80s Top Gear?
I've taken it from all over the place, really.
Huh.
I'm like, if you took a lot of different presenting styles and put them all in a bag and then threw it in the river, the kind of mush that would come out of it, I'd grab a handful of that and just throw it at the microphone.
Today, what?
Do you know what? You can really tell.
I've really held it together this podcast, but that's pushed me over the edge just at the end.
My analogies are like a bag full of sausages.
So I'm going to play Ruckus Roboticus. Do you two know Ruckus Roboticus?
I don't.
He's one of those people that you hear, and I think this album's from, it's from 2007, and you think, how do I not know about this person?
It sounds like it could be a futuristic Ian Dury tune.
He's kind of like a turntablist, basically. This is great. This is the everlasting ghetto blasting gobstopper. And it's off the 2007 album Playing With Scratches.
You don't want to do that because then they never heal and, you know, they get all red and infected.
Yeah.
That's true.
You can go to Ruckus Roboticus, RuckusRoboticus.com to find out a bit more about him.
No, that's not scratches that happens to, that's my testicles. sounds like the fun fair I want to go to.
Yeah.
That was awesome. There's no other word.
Oh, like, you can't get 2 minutes in and you think, well, it's just this tune with a beat over it. And then he goes, yeah, no. Yeah. No.
Has it got a suitably zany noise at the end?
We are the music makers. And we are the dreamers of dreams.
Awesome.
Nice.
So, Ruckus Roboticus, Playing with Scratches is the album. There's a lot of how to cut and paste style tunes, lots of samples from. Yeah.
Sorry, I thought that'd help. I just silenced my face with a pillow whilst coughing.
Lots of samples over beats and scratches, and yeah, really, really good album. So.
Excellent.
Go and buy it. Buy it now.
You know how sometimes you find an album and it just never leaves your CD player? Obviously, metaphorically speaking. Anyway, like Pepe Deluxe or Chinese Band.
Yeah.
Well, I found something. Oh.
we are laughing at the world's smallest chocolate
we've
finger.
We've got broken biscuits, and I thought I'd found a chocolate
broken
finger.
It's
and I was so
ends.
Excited, and I pulled it out, and it's literally...
That's a one-inch chocolate finger.
It's got ends. It's not snapped, it's just designed that way.
That's the definition of unfortunate.
It's the thalidomide baby of biscuits.
On that note...
Yeah.
Hang on. Oh. Right, I found another band. There's no one tune that's a good example of them, but there's about 15 tracks on the album, and it's like a cross between The Avalanches, Red Snapper, AIM, and Chinese Band. Worth listening to.
Crazy Danny, crazy, crazy.
kind attention and generous applause. So I'm going to continue by playing a conversation.
Yes, mate.
I've got to talk over this. Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
That little half-time step down just before the last minute.
It's all over the place.
Yeah.
That is Dummy by Long Arm. The album's called The Branches. It's the deluxe version, which has just come out. I didn't know the original, so I don't know how old this is or what's so undeluxe about the other version. And it's on Project Moon Circle. And the whole album's just fucking brilliant, seriously.
I really like that, though.
Yeah.
Check the whole album out now. What did you say the label was again? It sounded like a Geldof child.
Project Moon Circle.
Or a Bowie child. Or Zappa. No, more Zappa probably, isn't it? Project Moon Child.
Speaking of Bowie, I'm assuming you've heard his new track.
I'm going to offer a prize out to any listener who names their next child Project Moon Circle.
I was actually just about to bet Darren that a tenor that he wouldn't name his next child.
The tenor in it. Not uptake that bet. Yeah, you a fan of the new David Bowie tune?
I am, yeah. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
I think he's done a bit of a Johnny Cash. He's mellowed.
Video's a bit weird. The video's really weird. If you haven't seen the video before, go and have a look.
Yeah.
It's just not even going to try and describe it. Hello, Michelle. Hello, Dylan.
Hello.
Hello, Elaine.
Hello, Ray.
Hello, all the gyms.
All the gyms, did you say?
Yes.
Oh, the gyms.
Everyone called Jim, basically.
Hello, people. You know,
that's
it's
the most unenthusiastic shout-out section I think we've ever done.
I've been waiting 8 months for this to come out so I could get it and play it to you. This is called Aura. It's from the Astral Traveller / Aura EP, and it's by Bungle. That's what I'm looking for in a drum and bass track.
Yeah,
Dutch Nice. It's just so nice.
Boppish.
Yes.
What's the other track called?
The other track's called Astral Travel.
That's right.
It's also lovely.
Mm.
Not quite as laid back, but that's on Soul R, which is Soul semicolon R, if you want to Google it or look it up, which is Marcus Intellex and ST Files label, from what I was reading.
Sorry, I wasn't listening, I was eating it too. Yeah,
that was odd.
Should we brush over this one?
Yes, we'll let that fly by out the window. Supposedly, yeah, Marcus Intellex went to Bungle and said, I want you to write me a tune so I can release it on my label, rather than the tune already existing.
Cool.
Just do whatever you want. So we did that. Yeah, I've been waiting about 8 months, I think it is, for that to get released.
Sorry. Can somebody give me something to put this tape back in, because I'm on fire? Oh, thank you. Looks good on my curtains.
Oh, sorry.
Adds a bit of life.
It's
back in the room.
That time.
It is, isn't it? We've reached the end of another epic broadcast.
We are at our climax.
The first of 2013.
Teetering on the brink.
Yeah, we may not have been as smooth as you've been accustomed to. But
tonight we were ribbed.
Yeah. I feel slightly dirty now. I'm going to end. Does I'm anyone stunned. Have anything else to say before I push play? I really didn't want that to be one of those shit rhymes for Phil's crap rapping.
Your mum.
Oh yes, the obligatory your mum joke. So, I'm going to play a freebie, so you can go and get this now, download it off SoundCloud. This is Figure, and it's his remix of NWA's Fuck the Police, the Figure bootleg. If you go to soundcloud.com/figure, you'll download it there. They did have WAVs there as well as MP3s, but they've only got MP3s left. But this is...
But the WAVs have run out!
The WAVs have run out. But this has got so many tempo changes in it, it's ridiculous.
Your black ass, you goddamn right. Won't you tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say?
killer, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit, cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. And thrown in jail, we can go toe to toe in the middle of a sale. Fucking with me, cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product. Thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You'd rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape to tape off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting small of bread and water. I don't know if they fags or what. Search a nigga down and grabbing his nuts. And on the other hand, without a gun, it can't get none. But don't let it be a black and a white one, cause they'll slam you down to the street top. Black police showing out for the white cop. You will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPT, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath of cops dying in LA. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
You've been listening to the Comfort Conspiracy Podcast, episode number 36.
Shit.
See you in 2 weeks for the birthday episode.
Go at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up.
Sorry, I wasn't listening, I was
into that. That was odd.